Well, as I kind of said in my email, this is kind of new for me, and you're really my second video at the moment. So I had to kind of stop and think about what kind of questions I want to ask, because it wasn't quite part of my format yet. So if I stumble along a little bit, pardon, as I'm trying to get my footing here.
No, that's perfect. What we'll do is we'll stumble together and we'll figure something out.
All right, sounds good. All right, well, you know, I've done a lot of looking around on your website, so I've gotten to know the product pretty well. And I'm actually halfway through a script. And then when I got your response back from my email, I said, well, let me stop that script and kind of see how this conversation turns out, and maybe I might tweak a little bit more. But so why don't we go from there?
Perfect.
So I got a couple of different questions here. And one of the first things that came to mind, and of course, this is probably something you answer all the time, is, you know, what makes your hot tub special? I mean, there's a lot of brands out there on the market, of course. And, you know, why should someone buy your hot tub, say, versus someone else's?
That's the question. And it's a great question. And the question that we love to hear. I'll tell that. Because everything this company is a little bit attached to the history of the company. So I'll go there, not that I would like all that said, but just for you to understand, or to summarize things, right?
Okay.
Sunbelt was, in the past, a 10,000 units company per year. So we have a very decent size, doing well, and growing and working. Sunbelt was one of the first ones to do swim spas in the United States, not by shells, like to actually manufacture them. So was a reference in the market in terms of technology. And then we had the fire, and that's where the story begins. The fire destroyed the plant, burned everything down. You lose all your inventory, all your finished goods, all your machineries. You have a lot of bills to pay. Puts you in a very complicated situation.
Yes, because that equipment's not cheap.
to rebuild the company took a couple years. But we cannot, when you lose all this volume that you have, it's very hard to go back to the market with a huge debt and no volume to be able to buy well, to sell well, to have a good logistics in your back. So we said, you know what, we cannot be a Me Too. We cannot be this big volume company that does all these cheap tubs and put them in the market and competing price, because our cost per unit will not be there anymore.
Right.
So we start, how can we do better? Because if we cannot do what the other people are doing cheaper, we have to do something that other people are not doing. So we have to do everything better so we can put our name back in the place. We have several dealers today that they say that they compare our hot tubs to them very well-known hot tubs, the big brands at the market. And we don't lose on anything. Actually, we are better than them in a lot of things. So it's on everything. So I'll give a list of things that we do. First of all, all the wood we use is treated wood.
Okay.
Like bottom top, everything is treated wood.
So you're talking the entire frame.
The entire frame, even the wood there to place the pumps or anything that needs any kind of wood. Like, oh, I need this fixed there on the door for the ozone. It's treated wood. Doesn't matter what it is. So to start there, because most of the manufacturers don't use it.
Right.
So we start with it. Our top lines, they all come mandatory with ABS bottom pan.
Yeah.
To lift it from the ground, to contain water in case there's a lake or anything, and to protect the hot tub better.
Now, just a quick question. Is that on every series or just certain series? As I'm reading through your different lines, it seemed like there are a couple of basic series. You might just use a sheet of plastic.
Yeah, or on the top lines, we use on the top models, I'll say. The complete storm line, the OS 900, 950, you cannot downgrade them.
Right.
You can upgrade the others, all of them. But you cannot downgrade that.
Right. Okay. Yep. Just wanted to clarify because I saw a lot of I saw some pictures and some different things online. I said, well, that seemed like it was not clear on how you were approaching that. So that's fine.
Yeah.
That's perfect.
The ones that don't have the ABS bottom pin, we call it a weather liner. Well, it's basically, it's treated wood, it's sealed with coating, and then a plastic, as you said, that we call a liner to protect from the soil. So I'm still protecting it. It still doesn't touch the soil, but you don't have the pad.
Yeah.
That'll be the difference. But because we use treated wood, it's not a big deal because we are sealing the wood there.
Yeah.
So it's kind of a system, right?
Yep. I saw a picture from Google Maps. I was able to see the front of your building, and you had one up on its side, so I could see the bottom.
So you start there. So our insulation system, we don't insulate the shell for years. Because first, our shell... Well, I think I have to start there. Let's talk about insulation later. Let's talk about the shell first.
Yep.
We use acrylic ABS backed and spray with a polyurethane composite.
Okay.
So I don't spray with polyurethane. It's a polyurethane composite. Why I'm saying that? Within this composite, I also have fiberglass. The problem with polyurethane when you spray is that on time, due to the heat cycle of water, mm-hmm. The polyurethane has a very low glass transition temperature, and the hot tub starts to sag. It's not me, it's not him or them or her, it's everybody.
Right.
Because it's a thing from the material. Mm-hmm. So with a composite that I can leave the hot tub there for 15 years and the acrylic will not sag.
Okay.
So that starts the shell. The shell... we control the shell in 3 points during manufacturing the shell. Well, we control the whole thing. Our spray chamber has a weather control, has temperature control, moisture control, everything you can think. We know the pressure on the machine. So the shell has to come out of there. So that we have a couple of checkpoints in production. That will be the first checkpoint.
Okay.
So everything on the numbers, the shell are correct. Then when we drill the shell, it has to have a certain thickness. If it doesn't reach a certain thickness, we respray it. And I will not dare say, but I know that we have the thickest shell in the market because we see other people hot tub. So yeah. Our hot tubs is the thickest shell in the market.
Right. I was just recently at the Tijuana plant for hot springs. So as you're speaking, I'm kind of envisioning a lot of the things that I saw when I was there. So, so I just want to interject that so you at least you know I'm absorbing what you're telling me.
And so the idea here is if I have a shell that is thick enough that will never break, this is the heart of the hot tub.
Right.
I put that on treated wood, a well-done cabinet, not just treated wood, but thin, like we use 2x4s, and this will last forever. So we tell people our hot tubs, they are there at the market, and they're there to last 20 years, 25 years if they treat them well.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very few people can say that.
You're correct.
We have this thick shell made of a composite. The density of the shell is high. So now we enter in the insulation, right? I don't insulate the shell. I don't put foam on the shell. I put foam on the doors. I put foam on the bottom. I put foam on the lips. So we are making what now the Wood Spa Association is considering to be the best solution because I'm using all the heat from the pumps inside the spa to heat the hoses, to heat the shell itself. And the shell, because it's thick and it's dense, will not lose heat that easy.
Right.
So we have a case now that happened with Bob's customer that the guy, where was it, Bob?
In Colorado,
yes. So the guy had no power for a couple of days, and he was desperate to go back there because of the snow and the hot tub on the outside and everything, right?
Right.
And, 4 days later, he got there, no power, he opened the hot tub, it was too warm.
Yep, that's always good to hear.
And that for us is everything, right? That's why we make it like that.
Right. So here's a side question. So if you're using that process, what supports the loose plumbing that's dangling inside the compartment?
Well, we for the hoses, we fixed it in place with foam.
Okay, so all right.
We foamed the bottom of the shell about 3 to 4 inches at least. And then when we are doing that, we also just give a little foam on the hoses to fix them in place.
Yep, that makes sense because that's pretty common out there. Okay.
Yeah. So again, the other thing that we can say, and we can really say because the numbers are there, is that we don't have leaks.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, oh, we have a few leaks. No, we don't have leaks. That's it. Our spas don't leak. Done. Why they don't leak? First of all, because they don't have silicone anywhere.
Right. I was starting to read about that. I was curious. I'd never heard of this process before.
And second, because of how I do the shell, that my shell doesn't sag because of the material that I use, the composite that I use in the back, and because it's thick, I have radius pressure on the shell, on the jets. I can install the jets without adding any silicone. And because of that, it will never leak.
Excellent.
And you cannot change the jets, Joe. Like when you need to change the jet, it's not easy to take them out. It's very, very hard to take them out because they just enter in the hole there, and you don't have any space for anything. So, but as we have seen, jets don't break that easy, as they could leak, and okay. They rather fix the problem leaks. So that's one thing we have. We look a lot at warranty levels and warranty numbers. We recently looked into a period that was about 1 year. So we were talking about almost 4,000 spas there. And our warranty level was 1.2%. It means every 1,000 spas, 12 will fail.
Right.
And I don't think anybody else has this warranty level in the market. And why that? Because the quality control checkpoints in the line, mm-hmm. they have to change. We use a software to do that.
Right.
So no, I have somebody there. No, I use a software so they go online and they enter the results of what they're seeing in the line. If anything we think is out of our specification, it puts a red flag there. We can check, we can redo, we can send the spot back in the line, we can fix. And they have at the end of each work to take pictures of what they have done. When we do the water test, we even make a little movie of the tub working. And then we have the serial number of every part that was in there in pictures. Then we have everything that is there in pictures. This all goes, it's from several points in the line. And at the end, the shipping supervisor has to go there. He has to take a last look at the hot tub, has to check everything is there, take again pictures of everything before he wrap. So with that, we avoid mistakes.
Right.
Know those, mm-hmm. You know, and being in the market, you order a starting receiver, receive a test, and so why? Nobody knows why, but it happened. I know it has happened to everybody in the industry. It has happened to us a couple of years ago. The guy opened up. It was supposed to be starting receiver. It's a test, and everything says it's a starting receiver, but it's a test. And I can know why that happened, because like everybody saw what the test done. They wrapped the wrong spot for any reason. So we started with, you know, what's the problem that we have? This. What's the problem that we have? And let's kill one by one.
Right.
One by one. Mm-hmm. Let's put a process. Let's make a checkpoint. Let's make this part of our quality system. And let's make sure that this doesn't happen again. So we are working with ISO 9001:2013 work frame. And we try to do the cycle back. Everything that we put in the line, we test, we have a report, we check if it's working, and we go back if it's not. So this quality control that we start putting with this other thing starts to bring down our warranty level to a point that it's kind of nothing, right?
Right.
If you think of it. So, and that's where we want to be. Well, we use the fabric covers. We call it Sunbelt Shield. It's the weather shield that everybody uses because it's better, because it protects better. And we use that as well. Well, everybody, I mean, the top line brands. So, and our cabinet is polyethylene.
Right.
And people can say, oh, I think that the polyurethane is beautiful, this and that. Yeah, but the polyethylene will last 20 years.
Right.
You cannot stick anything to it. It doesn't get paint on it. It's very easy to clean. Again, our goal is to make a hot tub that will last 20 years, right?
Yep.
That's our goal. If you think of our brand, why are you buying Sunbelt? Because I'm buying something reliable that will last 20 years, at least. Because that's how they're built for. I'm not buying something that maybe I can have voice control over my TV or while I'm driving. No, like, that's not our goal. I don't want all the bells and whistles. I want to make something that will last forever. And, of course, we have some bells and whistles because it looks much more beautiful. We have seen them more than 80% of the spas we sell today. They all go with LED lights. That's what people want. And it's a good number to have. 80% of the spas go with that. And LED lights is everywhere. Corner lights, perimeter lights, all kind of little things with them as well. We do salt water, we do cold water, we do plug-and-play 110 that actually we can beat the price of Rotomotor spas with our 110 plug-and-plays.
Mm-hmm.
Rotomotor spas, they are 110 plug-and-plays.
Yeah, those have been getting expensive anyways.
Yeah, but we can beat their price as well. So we are at the market with it. We do very well with plug-and-plays. We do very well with plug-and-plays on our top lines. That's who we are. So if you think, why on the top line, why the top lines do so well? We have the 900, 950 in our line. It's 95 by 95 inch. It's very hard to make it. It's 42 inch deep. So can you imagine stretching the acrylic to reach that all? So it's a very hard spa. Nobody wants to make it that deep and that big because it's not easy.
Right.
Actually, I had to put a second vacuum tank just to do that spa.
Really?
One vacuum, not enough. Yeah. Everything else had one vacuum tank. But when it got to that spa, no, it doesn't pull. The acrylic gets hard too fast. So you have to open the vacuum, you have to open the second vacuum tank and just pull it, like less than 1 second.
Right.
So you're talking like
the monsoon and the typhoon, because I don't know them by your numbers. I just know by the names.
Yeah, no, the typhoon, the monsoon are still our most sold spots. They are on the storm line.
Mm-hmm.
They are 91 by 91.
Right.
And this is a big size spa. I was talking about the LS 900 950. They are on the LS line, and they are 95 by 95 and by 42. So they're big in everything. This spa it will come in the third, like the Typhoon, the Monsoon, and the LS 900 950. So if you think of a spa that big, when we started it, people, okay, but that's too big. People like it.
Right.
Like, it's hard to find. No, it sells like water, I'm telling you. we cannot keep stock of it. Every time we have one in stock, somebody goes, oh, do we have one? Yes, done.
Yeah.
It's amazing. And we do very well on that. And the Pleasant Pay line, of course, does well because it's a cheap or economic spa, let me say it that way.
Mm-hmm.
But still, why people buy from us and not from our competitors? Then you're comparing an acrylic with a polyurethane composite on treated wood against a polyethylene Rotomotor spa.
Mm-hmm.
So that thing for 15 years, the Rotomotor spa will last, I don't know, 3-4 years. I don't know.
Yeah.
I really don't know what to say, but I know that it's not that beautiful.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of those. We sell them, but we're not a fan.
Yeah.
It was such craziness that you had customers waiting 6 months, 8 months, a year for a tub. And thankfully, mm-hmm. that's kind of gone back to almost normal now for most manufacturers. I know there's still some shortages here and there, but it looks like it's normalized quite a bit. So I just wanted to recap a couple things that I heard. So you said you're using pressure lumber. You said they were all 2x4s in the construction?
Yes.
Okay, that's a little...
We cut for the size of the spa, 2x4s, 2x2s, but no less than 2s.
Okay, all right. Well, that's fine. And did I hear a fabric cover rather than a vinyl cover?
Yes.
Perfect. Yep, I like those fabric covers. Bullfrog does those.
Oh, they've been years, at least. They're lightweight. The thing is, they're more expensive, but they last longer.
They last longer, right. They don't need any maintenance by the customer doesn't need to do the customer doesn't need to do anything to them. Just wash them off and there's no special treatment. So yes, I mean Bullfrog's been using them for a while and Hot Springs is now introducing those on their top of the line tub. So I can see that's gonna become more commonplace.
And you know, my personal opinion, it's the right thing to do.
I think so too.
Because,
no.
Because it's easier for people to use, and they last more. And come on, that's what we have to do, right?
Yep.
Recycle less vinyl and less material, and manufacture less things for people to rebuy them in that matter, right?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Yep, you buy something, you want to be satisfied with it, not having to be chasing down, I need to, need to do this, I need to do that. And the whole point of having a hot tub is to get in and relax and enjoy it, not to spend 24/7 maintaining it.
Exactly.
So that's just for me.
And talking about that, we ACC, we use ACC packs most of the time. We have some lines that have other manufacturers of packs. And people generally ask why you use ACC packs, because they last forever. That's why. But that I'm telling you is not to go on a podcast, of course. Right, but that's the reason we use ACC, because this question will come. We always say, no, we use one brand of pack that is the most reliable and they last longer than anybody else. And to be very honest with you, we do a lot of tests here. And I test most of the pack manufacturers in the market, and they don't pass our test.
Really? Okay.
We know that they're going to fail.
That's interesting. I couldn't tell that from your website, because it looks very much like a Balboa pack that I see in a lot of the pictures, but you tell me it's this ACC, which I'm not familiar. Mm-hmm. I'm not familiar with them, but that's no surprise. There's a lot of companies out there.
Yeah, ACC. He was a hot tub manufacturer in the 70s, and he didn't like the packs and start manufacturing his own pack. He's out of California, and then he became a company and he started doing packs. And we have been using him since the 80s.
Really.
Yes.
Well.
Yes. One of our biggest dealers, he said that the day we decided to drop them, he stopped buying from us because he loved them so much.
Mm-hmm.
So that we can change everything but that. But anyway, we don't tell the brand, like, we don't tell to our customers brand, we tell the distributor, but we reserve the right to change if necessary, especially during the COVID time. We change it for whatever we find, but it happened to everybody quite so. We always have like 3 months inventory of everything, right? But it was hard anyway.
Right.
And back to our products better. we are talking about equipment. So yes, even the pumps that we buy, they are made out of copper and not aluminum, because they don't heat that much, they don't lose that much power, and they last long. So even that we pay attention to. Our spas, they have the anti-airlock on the spa, so people don't have to worry about that.
Really?
Mm-hmm. And, those little details are the things that make the difference. I was talking to a customer that bought from us, and he was like, I was prepared to buy a lot of chemicals, and now I realize that I have the frog online, and I have this, and I have that. If I knew all that, it would be so much easier. I said, we try to explain you, but it's hard.
Yeah.
You know, it's so many different. So, yeah, we have all everything that you can think in terms of lowering the cost of maintenance, or lowering the cost of energy, of lowering your cost in the long term by having to replace it. That's our market. We are making something that will last 20 years with everything possible to help you experience the hot tub, not experience the maintenance guy.
Right.
And that's important. In terms of process also, we always think about environment. So this polyurethane is eco-friendly, right? Ecological friendly. We are not using any VOC or any high solvent or anything like that in production.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of things that we do here in terms of recycling or trying to use the parts or cutting the wood the way we cut to use most of it. So all these little details we try to pay attention. They don't pay off, but we believe that they are important.
Right.
And that's why we always think, like, if we can make this last longer, better, because it's less resources from the government that we are using as well. Hmm. So this we keep in mind all the time. And, you know, maybe here in the U.S. is not in part, but we have a very big market in Europe, as everybody else, right? But that does respect that. Even if you look up our energy levels, we have the certification and all. The new one I'm talking about, because it was just renewed, the legislation on that. Just renewed was 21 or 20, but that's okay. And we are like one level after what we should be. So basically, our bigger spa is having the behavior of a small, or is having the behavior that a smaller spa should have on every level. So you look at the categories, I can put my bigger spa to compete in terms of energy with the market medium spa, or my bigger spa will beat it.
Okay.
And so we worked a lot to get this done. And that's where the insulation helped, the way that we do the insulation, the materials that we use, how we tested it with infrared guns and all this thing, measuring temperatures inside, outside to see how it would work. We came with a product that is very, very efficient in terms of energy. So see, I start talking about insulation, I have to tell you everything to go back to insulation.
Right.
It's not an easy question, John.
No, I understand. So I've done this for a while. Then you got to try to explain this all to a customer, and like 3/4 of it's going to go over their head anyways.
But, yeah.
But you kind of have to break it down to what's important to them. So if you're going to say it's insulated in such a way they're going to save money, or if they should lose power, they're going to be in a much better position than, say, XYZ brand over this other store. So that's kind of where you're going with that conversation.
So we have a dealer that he distributes us and another brand that I'll not say the name.
It's okay.
As one of the very famous one. And he was telling us the other day, like, how, because most of the people, they have like us and somebody that has a low cost spa, or have somebody else and our low cost spa, you know. And you know, I just want the two, because those are the two brands that I believe are the best in the market, made in the U.S. And people come here and say, hey, but what's the difference? And so I tell people, you know, Sunbelt lasts longer, and because they are smaller, it's cheaper.
Right.
But it doesn't mean that they don't have a product as good as. So it goes back to price and the model we want. And most of the time, he says people pick us.
Right.
Color spot, very beautiful.
Mm-hmm. So in this conversation, you've kind of knocked off several of my other questions, just because you're very detailed. So I like that. So there's a lot in here. So were you finished? I'm sorry, Dennis. Did you have other, before I move on to another question?
There's another point that I would like to say. Like I was saying, yeah, our spot looks beautiful, but why? And I think that's the point. Our storm line is our most important line because the ergonomics of it were designed with us sitting on it, you know?
Right.
So we designed not just to make it beautiful, but to make it comfortable.
Right.
So it was so comfortable that people would say, hi, why the other lower cost line is not like that, then we decide to create the leisure line that is basically the same line with less jets or smaller jets and less bells and whistles, but because they are very, very comfortable. So also the ergonomics is helping. That's why people look at it and say, wow, that's beautiful. And they say, wow, that's comfortable. And I think that's one of the things that helps selling. You put that on a showroom, people sit there and they like.
Okay.
And you know that sitting with water is completely different, but they have to sit on one that is dry, and they have to feel comfortable as well.
Absolutely. We do a lot of that one wet, one dry, if we can, on our floor.
Yeah.
Well, not in every model. We'll pick one model and have it wet, but we'll try to have that same thing dry if we have the space or the inventory, which hasn't been the case lately. But so I get that 100%. So talking about dealers is... I'm looking at your site. You don't have like a dealer locator, so I couldn't quite get a good idea of how wide your network or how far you reach throughout the country.
We are much stronger in Texas. Much stronger in Texas, I know that.
Right, assume that one.
Yeah, and of course, like we have a big advantage over everybody else because of distance, logistics, freight cost.
Right.
But we reach... I believe almost every state. Yeah. We have one dealer.
We're obviously
we don't have anyone in Alaska.
We're not strong in numbers, but we have a pretty wide footprint. We're all the way up in Washington, just a couple, probably 100 miles from the border. Good presence in Colorado. We've got some stuff in Florida. So we're a little bit all over. We've got it in Pennsylvania as well. So Not big numbers, but a wide web, if you will.
Okay. Well, that's maybe the...
We are sort of a gentleman. We try to stay out of California.
And maybe Florida. I don't know. I'm not a Florida fan lately, but anyways, that's beside the point. So, yeah, California can be a little tough. How about New York? Let's say if I decided I want to take a trip and see one of these in person. I'm up in Rochester.
We've got a couple people in New York, but they individually buy, so I don't even think they have a showroom.
Okay, yeah, because I'm in Western New York, and I know there's nobody in Western New York, because I would have heard of,
yeah.
I would have heard of you guys sooner than this.
We're definitely much stronger in the South than the North.
Okay.
Definitely.
Okay.
And we also export to Europe, of course, and Mexico and Colombia and Uruguay, Middle East and Asia a little bit.
All over.
Okay. We have people that have been buying from us forever.
Mm-hmm.
That's the thing. So they were buying from us when we were 10,000 units. They're buying still from us now. So
okay.
They don't drop us, thanks God. They don't
No, we don't want that. In fact, you might have had some opportunities to pick up some dealers the last 2 years.
We took a couple.
Yeah, I'm sure. Well,
but in our regular dealers, and they do have preference, of course, the business grew so much for them as well. Mm-hmm. There's not that we could take a lot more in.
Right.
To be very honest. Like, our dealers that were doing, I don't know, the small guys that were doing 50 hot tubs in a year, they start doing 100.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So, the bigger guys start doing even more.
Right, right. So, I mean, I did hear you mention Pennsylvania. You said you might have a dealer in Pennsylvania?
Yeah, I will look it up. Pennsylvania and Indiana as well.
Okay. Yeah, if it's not too far from Pennsylvania, I'm always in for a day trip, but I guess it depends what part of Pennsylvania we're talking about.
I have an idea for you.
What's that?
You can buy one and you can see it in person at your
house. Sure.
Right?
Right. Well, I don't know. I have a 20-year-old hot springs that's still going pretty strong.
There you go. That's why we have to buy good things. Nothing that are cheap, right?
Right. Exactly. It was my first tub. And actually, mine is indoors. I built the room specifically for that tub.
Oh, nice.
So there's it's not going to be easy to get out.
Yeah, that's the biggest problem. You never think of that one day, not today, 30 years from now, maybe, you know.
Yeah, I did think of it. I have to do some disassembly on the sliding glass door to do it, but I did kind of build that into the design of the room. All right, so that being said, so I guess who would be your target customer? I mean, we talked about a lot about your product and what makes it different, but, you know, when you look at different lines of spas, they usually kind of have a customer in mind. Who they're marketing to.
Okay, so if you are in Texas, you are welcome. No, doesn't matter what is your number. I have a Texas map here full of beans because we want to be in every city.
Right.
It's our house. It's our backyard. Right. But when we talk far from here, let me say out of Texas or far further states, like the states that surround us, it's a little bit different as well. But we look for dealers. Our ideal guy is the exclusive guy. Why? Because we know that if they have only our line, they can sell it easier. Why do I say that? Our biggest distributor only sells our line. And he says that all the time. If I have another line there, how can I tell how much better your product is without destroying the other line?
Right.
So some belt has all this. What about this other line? Well, it has done, but it's cheaper. That's all I can say, right? So, and because we have different price points, we believe that you have the low cost, you have the medium cost, you have the high cost, and that's where our Texas Strong handcraft came from. Because we try to make things that last as the Texas Strong should do, and we handcraft them. And that's what we say we put on every hot tub. Doesn't matter if it's the low cost or the high cost.
Right.
So because we have a complete line, in-ground, fin spas, salt water, cold water, every price point, and like you don't need anybody else. So when we are looking to a new dealer, the first thing that we look into is, can you become one day exclusive with us? Because we know you're going to sell more. We know it. Because you cannot sell the cheaper hot tub without talking, or sell us together with a cheaper hot tub without talking all the benefits. It's like selling a Cadillac when you have a Chevy.
Right.
If you don't say how much better the Cadillac is, nobody's going to pay more. Right? So if you have two lines, then it's hard. But because we have the Chevy price level, we've aligned that it's as good as the biggest one, like as reliable, as durable as our top line. Why do you need a Chevy? So that's the first thing that we look into. If you are willing, I'm not saying coming, I'm saying willing to come exclusive, there's a good sign for us, because we know we're going to help you sell more.
Right.
Because we have a complete line of products.
Right.
Like most of the manufacturers, they target one product. No, we have a complete line of products.
Mm-hmm.
So this is the first thing. Okay, but I want you to be my second brand. There's no second brand with us. We are going to be first. I would tell people that, because once we start, you're going to love our product. You're going to see no warranties. You're going to see no issues at the market. If people are just going to buy, you're going to put it there, and then say, oh, I'm going to push Sunbelt. And that's what generally happens.
Mm-hmm.
We have one dealer that said, you know what, I raise up the price of the other hot tubs because I'd rather sell yours.
Right.
Then you.
Exactly. Yep. I follow that.
So to answer your question a little more, you know, I mean, you're obviously in it, and I appreciate you doing your due diligence and really doing this for the industry. But it's obviously changing, and it's changing rapidly, and you're going into the internet. You're going into plug and plays.
Yeah.
So we don't want to target your storm buyer therapeutic exclusively, because a lot of people now, it's, you know, I just want a hot water tub to sit in outside. So with the models that we have, we can touch just about any income area, if you will.
Right.
And that includes a swim spa. You know, with the delays in the the pools and the costs, all of a sudden that market's opening up again.
Yep.
And so it's the broad range of products we have, really, we don't have to concentrate in one area. Now, at the end of the day, our top selling spas are our Storm Series, the therapeutic.
Mm-hmm.
So it still goes to that. But when I'm selling to dealers, I'm selling them that you can touch, you know, any of your specifics. We've got dealers that only want a lower cost spa, and we have that. We've got other dealers who only want our higher end stuff, if you will, and so you have that as well. So we believe we have a shoe that fits everybody.
Right. Yeah, that was kind of some of the difficulty I had when I was looking at your line, and I don't know if you watched my last video.
Yes, sir.
That was kind of a learning curve. I said, well, I don't think I can do that again. I don't think I'm really doing what I want to do by trying to talk about everything, because I really can't do justice to a line that way.
Yeah, I think it's easy to, and you're going to have these conversations, and you know this, you've been in this forever. You know, everybody's going to tell you how great their spas are.
Yep.
And we build the baddest, biggest, bestest. And I'm not one of those who believes anybody's the best.
Right.
But what I will say about Sunbelt is, we're a mom and pop. We can sugarcoat it all we want, but our vision is big company vision.
Right.
You know, our innovation is top notch. You know, things that people don't realize. You know, one of the beautiful things about us is we listen to the dealer. You know, and we implement, and Dennis, he's sitting next to me, but I'll be honest with you, he's an absolute pain in the ass on making sure everything is perfect.
Yeah.
And, you know, every spa is water tested, not one out of every five. I literally see him looking every day at quality control, and if a light is on an angle, and I can't see the difference, but he nails it.
Yeah.
And that's the advantage of actually being small, but the advantage to the customer, because they're going to get the best possible product out there.
Yeah, I mean, it definitely sounds that way from what I'm hearing. So
I am
impressed with everything I've heard so far.
And it's not talk. It's you know, we can all talk the game, but I'm literally seeing it every day. And as me trying to sell to get to dealers, what I love is I can tell them, listen, if you've got an idea, we want to know about it.
Right.
And then if it's a great idea, we're going to steal it and run with it, because it only is, at the end of the day, it's only better for the end user. And then we both win. You as the dealer, us as the manufacturer.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. So that being said, what I was saying before is that, I'm glad we're talking about the Storm series, because that's kind of where I was headed, is I'm probably going to focus more on that series and not really talk about the other series in the line. Because before I did this, I was a manager for Radio Shack. So I did that for quite some time. And one of the philosophies we had in selling, and I still kind of follow that sometimes today myself, if you show a customer the best, you've shown them the rest.
Yep.
So that's kind of, I think, would be where I'm going to be heading in my next episode. But this is giving me a lot of extra stuff to play with that I didn't have before I started. And I have a couple more questions if you guys have time.
Yeah.
Okay. So I guess what I adding this to my question list here is, by reaching out to me and having the discussion, what are your expectations from me? And I guess I'm going to put you on the show. I've already decided that. So that wasn't a question in terms of, you know, what's going to go forward. But, I mean, I guess what do you expect from me when I do this episode? And not that I'm asking you to steer my content at all, but I just want to manage expectations as well.
You know, we do the talk, as Bob said. Like, we do hear what we say we do.
Mm-hmm.
I am in this market as everybody else, and I know that smart is a fierce market. The manufacturers try to kill each other. And when they tell you we are strong in Texas, it's because the kind of relationship that we have here is sort of different. All right? We have dealt with big distributors in the north. Most of the time, it's a different type of relationship. It's not the thing that we drink a coffee and we shake hands and that's it, you know?
Right.
And when we are talking to you, we expect, like, that you go there and say the truth. You go there and say what you see. And if you have something to learn from it, okay, we will learn, we will listen, we will change, we will improve.
Okay.
And we have a blog area on our site that we said, well, once we post there, we're going to put there on our site so people can see it as well.
Right.
And I think it's important. I think that our industry lacks information. It's too much misinformation there. Like, people compare, I'll say that, but don't think I'm saying anything bad, but they compare Costco hot tub, and not only talk about Costco, I'm talking about the big box hot tub, the Chinese hot tub, all these low-price hot tubs, with something from I'll say us, and I'll put myself together with other big brands or best brands of the market that know who are.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like to talk about competition openly. But they you know, it's a completely different product. It's a completely different thing.
Right.
We have hot tubs coming from China that are saying, in the hot tub, you look at it, it says it comes from Netherlands. And we all know it's not. It comes from China.
Right.
Right? We have things like that happening. But we try to regulate things here, and nobody cares about it. Like, we have all the certification, we have everything. It costs money. It costs work.
Yes.
We are all this 3 months. I would like to level the market, like, not from the bottom, but from the top.
Mm-hmm.
Sincerely, what I expect from this is that people that care about things that are important, they can say it. I want to hear people say, my hot tub is the best, and look, there's not even air controls in the hot tub. I make hot tubs without air controls here for Airbnbs, a special project, right? Because people don't want the air controls because they break on Airbnbs. They don't want pillows. They don't want it because all they do is replace them all the time. But this is a different thing. And they say that because that's the way of selling it. My hot tub's the best. My price is $1,000, right? I expect with this, I like what you're doing because you are like a 30 party that is not hired by anybody, saying the truth about the hot tubs, saying the truth about the industry. The more we can educate the industry, the better.
the more we can educate our consumers, the better. I say that every, we all put the same ads in the same magazines. So we all spend money with the same people. And do you know who I think sees these magazines? Just the manufacturers.
Yeah.
Right? One out of 100 magazines, somebody would call us and say, hey, I saw your ad there. I'm calling because of it. And we should go together. We should go to the industry and say, hey, let's put an ad to increase the use of hot tub, to increase the hydrotherapy benefits, to see what there is there in technology together. I think that this industry lacks somebody that is not from any of us to do it. So if when I saw you started doing something like that, so I hope this guy gets there. I hope this guy talks about every brand, what they are, and if they are cheap, why they are cheap, if they are reliable, why they are reliable, if they are crap, why they are crap, right?
That's kind of tough to do because I've had this conversation with one of the owners of the company I work for. I says, well, you know, I definitely want manufacturers to participate in this process, but on the other hand, I want to be fair, but I don't want to say, you know, I would never buy this tub because I think it's junk. I don't want to go on the air and say it. So it's a kind of a fine line I'm trying to dance on, because I watch other YouTubers, and you know, a lot of those YouTubers are from stores. They tell you they represent a particular store, so it's always a very biased type of thing. And you know, that's why I wanted to tell you up front, I do sell other brands of hot tubs. I know those brands, but those are the brands I'm not going to talk about.
I think that the industry lacks a channel that is neutral. And you know, me and Bob, we have kind of a joke here, because I work for Ford and he works for GM, right? There's a lot of things from the car industry that we put here, but especially this quality control is my thing. I had a chemical plant in the past. I've done quite a few things, but anyway, we think of it a little bit different in one sense. When you are selling the cheapest car you have, the one that doesn't have the right mirror, do you remember cars without the right mirror? Yes. The right back. So there's always something you can say about the car, about the safety, about the project, about the economy, about the seating position, about the space, about the driving capability. There's always something you can say. You don't need to lie, right?
Right.
So if you need to look up, I'll say a Roto Motors pass because I said you don't like them. If you look at a Roto Motors pass, I don't like them. You don't like them. But you know, they are polyethylene. They will last. They have a market.
They do, exactly.
The therapeutic that people need at a lower cost. So that's the truth about it. Yeah. It's a lower cost therapeutic device that does the job, right? And that's the truth. I cannot say, hey, don't buy that because they're crap, they are horrible, they're this, they're that. Do they last the same as an acrylic spa? Probably not. Because, not because they're going to be bad and break, because they're going to be ugly. Nobody wants to see them anymore.
Right.
But in terms of structure, no, they will last a lot.
Yeah.
So, you know, there's always something true to be said about everything. And I think that that's how you are fair to the market. It doesn't matter if the product's the best or is the worst. Whatever is the truth about it is the truth about it, right? And you can emphasize the good things of it without saying things that are not true. Like, people don't use treated wood and they go there and say, no, my structure is one of the stronger in the market and it's made to last. It's not. Everybody knows it's not.
Yeah.
So during some time when we need to buy shells from a company that we didn't have the capacity to make shells, we didn't have the machine to make shells anymore, everything was lost fire, right?
Mm-hmm.
And one day we receive a shell, swear to God, it was transparent. You could see the light, it was translucent, not transparent.
Transparent, okay, yep.
Our joke here, but no, it was translucent. How we make a shell that's translucent? And we know that that's how this company puts parts in the market.
Mm-hmm.
And doesn't matter who it is, but you know, you go there and say, oh, our hot tubs are the best. So, okay, it's sales, but we don't like people to go there and say the truth. So this company has good things as well. If you want my opinion specifically, I like the way they do structure. I wish I could do the same structure as they do, because I like it.
Right.
I can't because I went in a different direction. But it has some good things as well. Mm-hmm. It's not all good, right?
Right.
So what I expect from like basically is that is the truth, the honesty that you are not linked to anybody, and you can be this person. You know, maybe there's a place there in the market that if you're feeling, you can by filling it in, you make a name out of yourself.
Mm-hmm. I hope so.
more because you're trying to make this channel, and I'll give an example. There is a guy here that does service. I have done service at lots of our spots. Every time he does a service in one of our spots, he does service for everybody. He makes a small video and put it on YouTube. I use this guy when somebody else needs to see a video or something. I say, hey, there's a guy that does service. He did a pretty neat job. Look at his YouTube video. You know, and the industry doesn't know. You know what the industry knows about cold water spots?
Not a lot.
Are copying from each other. That's what the industry knows.
Mm-hmm.
Look at our websites, and they are all the same,
right?
And that's it. You know what people say about salt water? And in my opinion, that thing we want to destroy the equipment. But oh, it's better for your skin. It's better for this. It's better for that. Yes, it's also true. So you know, but we don't have a channel to promote hot tubs,
right?
Not to promote a brand. I think you have to be fair with everybody. But we don't have a channel as an industry to promote hot tubs. I'm giving you one idea. Should I patent that?
That's kind of where I was going with my channel, but you know, surprisingly, yeah. I reached out to pretty much every marketing manager I could find an email address for, which probably about 20 of them. I heard from two. Two that had an interest in this.
But that's the thing, because we are all fighting with each other.
Yep.
You remember the 80s, everybody wanted a hot tub. When was the last time that you saw a hot tub on a TV show?
Right.
On the 80s, they had like a hot tub time machine. Even that, the name of the movie was Hot Tub.
Right.
That was so popular. Today, we don't see anybody go in there on a soap opera or anything and say, oh, I'm going to relax on my hot tub.
No, they don't even make a hot tub for Barbie anymore.
Yes, there you go. Times are changing.
Because I was looking for one. Yeah. Yeah. Because of my little commercial piece, I had actually bought some Barbies and put them in that commercial. And I said, well, I think I'm going to use them in the future. How about if I like get a little hot tub for them? And I started searching around. I can find the old version they made back in the 80s, but they're not making anything now. So it's kind of strange. But anyways. you covered a lot of ground here. So I almost covered every question I had except for a couple. So again, if you got time, and I think we covered already, your most popular series, of course, is the Storm series.
So I'll answer your next question. Yes, we can give you a discount on your next truckload.
So maybe. So in that Storm series, what would you say is the best-selling model?
The best-selling model? The Typhoon.
The Typhoon, really? A lounger. Interesting. Not that I have nothing against loungers.
No.
But
unless you get it already.
Well, and I have a lounger now. I don't use it a lot, but it's
thing is, again, it's the ergonomics.
Yeah.
You sit on that lounge, you can sit 4 hours in that lounge.
Mm-hmm.
You don't get tired of it. So right. It is fun. You sit there, you love the lounge, you want to stay there.
Mm-hmm.
So as we say, like the first one you buy is the lounger, the second one is not, right?
Right, exactly. That's why I asked that question.
Look, I have a letter here from a couple that actually I know them because they have been buying spa phones for the last 20 years. So they bought the third spa. It's their third Typhoon.
Really?
So they come back and they buy another Typhoon.
Mm-hmm.
When we were working last year on a new model, and we made a new small Typhoon and a new small Monsoon. Because the Typhoon and the Monsoon sell. And there's not even a question there. You put a Typhoon and a Monsoon in your showroom, you're going to sell from that. Right? Mm-hmm. We know it happens everywhere. And then we made a small Typhoon, and basically what we did, like we made an ABS shell of the Typhoon, then we cut the space between the seats put it together and made a small mold. And that's the Twister, and the Aurora is a small Monsoon.
Right.
That's how we make two molds. Because the Typhoon and the Monsoon, they sell. And but the most sold is the Typhoon. Every, like, three spots, two, like, between them,
mm-hmm.
Typhoon, Monsoon, every three, two is a Typhoon.
Yeah, I mean, I see that in my showroom, too, so that's no surprise. But I just, always nice to hear that it's consistent.
Yeah. People come back to buy a second and a third Typhoon.
Yeah.
Just but, they don't do it has to be to do with the ergonomics of the spa.
Right.
It's very comfortable.
I mean, from the photographs, it's kind of why I was asking about if I could go see one, but I know that's not going to be possible with all the manufacturers I have to cover. But from the overhead picture, it does look very comfortable. I don't see it's like it has too many jets in it, because it's usually one thing I look at, like when you get into some of these manufacturers and they got to put every jet in every possible spot.
We go another round. We try to keep a head pressure of over 12 or close to 12, but like we do, just the plug and play, they have like 11 PSI. All the rest has more than 12. So instead of using 100 small jets, because that's what they do, you can get the head pressure there, instead of using a 12 amp pump, you can use a 10, an 8 amp, we use 12s. And copper, so it's a little bit more powerful. But we use a lot of 5-inch jets.
Mm-hmm.
So we have 5 jets. So the Typhoon is 49, the Monsoon is 50. But it's, I would say the more than 26 are 5-inch jets.
Okay.
So it's a lot of 5-inch jets, 4-inch jets. Typhoons and Monsoons don't have 4-inch. Actually, it's 2, 3, and 5. They don't have 4-inch jets. It's 2 on, like, mag jets, those kind of things.
Right.
3 to finish, but it's all 5-inch jets,
mm-hmm.
most of it.
Yeah, they do look, yeah.
Pressure, okay. And you have the cushion that the 5-inch jets can create on you, we still with 12 PSI head pressure. So it's different than putting 100 small jets there that don't give any sort of comfort at all. You just have, like, a needle in your back.
Right.
Because that's why they put too much pressure. It doesn't create the cushion effect. It just creates a needle.
Right, exactly.
So it depends another route
mm-hmm.
there.
No, understood. Let's see what's going here. As far as you offer quite a few upgrades or options, you might say. What's the most popular one that the customers upgrade their tub to?
It's the LED lights, no doubt.
Lights.
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 And, there's a couple of corner lights that people are asking more, but the Typhoon pretty comes with everything, like Frog, Ozone. Sometimes people want an UV, and we are seeing the salt market and the cold market growing, and we think it's not big. Oh, actually, to be very honest with you, it's not big at all. Like, in the past was 1 year, now it's 10. So it's anything. But, you know, we try to keep them as option. I would say that 80%, as I told you, comes with LED. And this is the biggest thing. I would say that the second biggest thing is we use transducers in the subwoofer.
The audio, yep.
The audio system with transducer, subwoofer, and Bluetooth connection would be the second biggest thing.
Okay.
Again, it's not a lot, but it's not like 80%, but it would be the second biggest thing.
Yeah, I mean, typically I would think that most dealers are going to buy the tub with the options they're going to think is going to sell and stock it that way, and then get into special order or something like that. So that's what kind of where I was going with that question is.
Yeah.
Touchscreen,
you know the touchscreen. Do you have spots in your showroom with touchscreen?
Touchscreen, yes.
Yeah. Do you sell them? Yeah, because we offer the touchscreen as optional until we can actually rely on them. Sorry saying that. Sorry about the spots that you sell. I've not seen one touchscreen that lasts more than 2-3 years, and. I believe we have tested them all.
Right.
So, FYI, ACC is testing touchscreen for the last 4 years. And until they tell me that they have one that I can rely,
right.
I'm not sweet 100% to it. The day that ACC comes to you and say, I have one that you can trust they will last 10 years, I'll probably look into just swapping the whole line, right?
Right.
Until there was an option also. Most of the dealers, they say that they have one, but sincerely, people don't want it.
It's not a feature people come in looking for. It's just
correct.
Right.
It's there. It's just part of the tub.
Yeah, it's like the Wi-Fi connectivity, right? Depending on who you get, they're going to want that.
Right.
One way or the other. But I would say that it's LED lights and then the Bluetooth.
Okay, all right. So, with all the sanitizing options that you offer, what is your personal preference?
Oh, I think that how we do the spa, the ozone that comes with the spa and the frog, it would be my personal, because then you don't have the fluoride in the spa. Yeah. You have all everything you need, like the minerals and the bromine there, and the ozone take care of the rest.
Yeah.
I sincerely don't know if UV light would be that effective. I know it is important. I know it is effective. But I think that with the ozone and the frog, or the bromine system, a mineral system, you're pretty much covered.
Yeah. No, I agree. I just replaced my ozone system on my tub. And I kind of wish I'd done it earlier, now that the tub is just that much better with it. But
yeah.
Okay. But interesting. Interesting that you... that you like, that you mentioned bromine.
Yeah.
I'm just more of a chlorine guy when it comes to that, and there are different reasons for that, but that's not up.
Yeah, I don't know why I don't like chlorine, because chlorine can attack the when you do PVC piping and tubing, you use dioxyl adipate or dioxyl phthalate, and like it's a kind of internal lubricant, and it doesn't go well with chlorine. And in time, you can start drying your hoses.
Okay.
That's why I don't have, like, my chemical background doesn't allow me.
that's fair.
That's the only reason. I know a lot of people use it, so I don't want to say anything to the market, because people are going to say, oh, but didn't I know? Like, I think that it's safer if we don't put that together, you know?
Yeah, I see. Well, just give you my personal reasoning is that, you know, I put that little bit of chlorine in when I get, because I don't use the frog, so I generally put just a tiny bit of chlorine in when I get out. So the next time I get in that tub, it is essentially chemical free.
Yeah, that's a good idea. I like your idea, though. I like your idea, but the idea of the frog that it will keep the water clear for you. But I can say, but look, you are in this market, so you probably take care of your hot tub, think of your hot tub, and
right.
Most
of your consumers,
more than a lot of people, so you would do that. I don't know if regular people, but I do like your idea, because you're right, when you got back there, it's chemical free, the chlorine is all evaporated, and the water is taken care of. If you have ozone, everything's fine.
Exactly. So that's why I prefer it. But I understand what you're saying as well, is that your average consumer is that they're going to be obsessed with, oh, I got to have chemicals in there and so on, because I don't know how to take care of it by using a finer system like what I'm talking about. But in any case.
Let's be honest. They're going to say, I want to use the hot tub. Let me put some chlorine in there now.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
That's what they're going to do, right?
Yep. Well, maybe I can change a couple of... Maybe I can change some minds out there. We'll see in the future.
Yeah.
So, Dennis, what hot tub do you have in your backyard?
Well, I live in a townhouse.
You live in a townhouse?
Yeah, I live downtown in a townhouse. I like downtown area.
Okay. I've never been to Houston. I've been to Fort Worth when I was with Radio Shack. That's as far as into Texas I ever got. So.
People ask me that question all the time, and I tell them, hey, the moment I move to the burbs, I would have an LS 900. That's my answer. My personal preference, okay?
Yep.
I would have an LS 900.
LS?
Or a Typhoon. Actually, I don't know. Or a Typhoon.
All right.
Either or. The LS 900, it kind of captivates me because it's so big that, you know, it's kind of, when I think about, like, having people there and everyone far from the other, it's kind of nice to think of it. You can put eight adults there and nobody is touching their legs. You know what I mean?
Right.
But the Typhoon would be just me and my family. Yeah, the Typhoon would be perfect.
There we go.
It has a lot of space and still, like, the ergonomics and the comfort is unbeatable.
Yep. Nope. I had to pull that. Yep. I see it. I had to bring it.
I'm the manufacturer. I won the biggest one, right?
Right.
So, I'll probably make an Infinity 156 just for me.
There you go.
It's
It's not on our website. It has 156 jets.
Wow.
And it's a 12x8 hot tub, not swim spa.
That's pretty big. There's a couple that are close out there, but not quite like that.
Yeah, it's for 12 people. 12 seats, not 12 people. Oh, you. No, it's 12 big seats.
Seats, right. Nope. It
has two lounges, two floor volcanoes. Mm-hmm. And we stopped manufacturing it because, sincerely, it takes so much time to do it.
I'm sure.
And it's so complicated to move it around. Telling people, like, why does it cost so much more? Like, let me say, if I Typhoon here, I can sell a Storm Typhoon at, I'll just say a number, 6,000 at the 20. Because it's four times to make the Typhoon that I would spend on that. And my biggest thing here is time, is labor. It's too much labor intensive.
Right.
In 106 jets, it's a lot of labor. Thank God they don't leak anymore. I remember a moment when we still didn't have all this leak technology. Oh, God. Well, every time we had a 156 order, it was like, oh, my God. Oh, now there's leak. And but then during the COVID, restraint of getting acrylic, restraint of capacity, no parts, no this, no that. You know, we put it out of the line, and, you know,
right.
We said we're going to redo this mold. So we start redoing the modes for twin spas, so we are slowly bringing them back to life. So we started with 112 footer, 114 footer, 116 footer. I still have seven more modes, but I'll be bringing one at a time. So no rush in that. And the 156 also, I'll kind of redo the mold. I want to update the seating and improve the ergonomics and make it like a Storm 156 now.
Okay.
I want it to look just like the Typhoon. I want to have the Typhoon lounge. I want it to have the Typhoon seats and the Typhoon style.
Okay.
But just because of the manufacturer, I would do one for me. You know what I mean?
Well, now if you could get it, now if you could find the market for doing custom spas, you'd be all set.
Oh no!
you could charge some pretty big dollars for that.
just for you know, we just saw the installation of an in-ground. So it's a wealthy person here in Houston. He wants an in-ground in his house. So you know in-grounds, they have 10, 14 jets, and that's it, right?
Yeah.
So this in-ground has 38 jets.
Wow, that's pretty big.
And it has a diverter, and it's based on our LS950. So it's a 95 by 95 by 42 in-ground with a lot of jets. And it's so beautiful. So we do a couple of special projects because they are worth it. Like, you know, the result is worth seeing it.
Right.
And we are kind of developing our product with that. We learn a lot doing that.
Yeah, I would think so, yes. you never know. You might come across a golden idea that just would take right off in the rest of the series.
Yeah, because, like, the paper accepts everything, right? Whatever I put in the paper will say, oh, that's okay. You're good. But then we start calculating the head pressure of the jets. Is that okay? Can I put there? No, we need to put a diverter there. Okay, how many jets we have? Or how many are working with this pump? It's a three-pump system. And, you know, I don't know. It's working fine. It's working perfect.
Yeah, it's definitely a balancing act.
But we do a couple of special projects, especially when it's something that we've never done before, to learn.
Mm-hmm.
To learn. What I don't like, oh, I want to go there, and I want my spot done this way, and I want the jets there. Oh, but I don't like, no. Guys, we make spots like that. I cannot have your spot have a neck collar in the left, not in the right, this one with volcano, without volcano. No, that's how we do spots. We have different lines, they have different things.
Right.
You can add things, you cannot take away things.
Right. Exactly. Okay.
Otherwise, it's way too complicated.
Well, I have to say this has been educational on my part as well, so I appreciate your time. I don't think I really have anything else per se, unless there's something else you wanted to add that we haven't talked about.
I want to ask you questions, if you don't mind.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, so you look at our website.
Yep.
First question, what do you think of our hot tubs?
What do I think?
You're not my dealer trying to make me happy or somebody that I'm trying to sell. I want your honest opinion, if you can help me there.
Well, in terms of layouts, I mean, layouts are layouts, And I've seen a lot of layouts over the years, and I mean, there's a few that kind of stand out here. I'm just trying to be careful here. because I haven't seen it in person, so that's kind of where I'm stumbling, is, you know, if I can touch it, feel it, I get a better idea. But, you know, overall, I definitely had a good impression of the tubs. I was kind of thought that maybe you're trying to do a little too much, especially when you're talking about being a mom and pop. Now, maybe that works well for what you're doing, but it seems like you're trying to offer a lot and maybe not focusing on, you know, particulars, if you know what I mean by that.
I like that.
You know, like when you look at it, like, I mean, like when I look at Jacuzzi, like, why do they need all those series?
Well, there's some history there, but look, I'll tell my opinion, Dennis sitting here. For me, I would have 5 tubs, okay? That's all I would have. when we start the Leisure Line has 2 years. My goal with the Leisure Line is to kill the LS line pretty soon. The SB line, we have a toll manufacturer agreement on the SB line, so they are still in our website because people can still look at them and find the spot that they bought a couple of years ago, but we basically don't offer it to the market anymore. So the SB line will probably be gone from our website, I don't know when, but at some point in the future. For me, the Leisure line will kill the LS line.
Yeah, I did kind of get that impression. I said, well, some of these seem like they're overlapping each other, and there's not enough definition.
Yes, they are sort of. The Leisure line has one good thing that the LS line doesn't have. You have a Leisure Typhoon in your showroom, and a Storm Monsoon, you have 4 tubs. And because we have a smaller version of them, you have 8. Mm-hmm. With 2 tubs, you can show 8. So this is a killer, like, in terms of sales, because if you have space for 4, people will see everything they need to see, right?
Mm-hmm.
You have a Storm Typhoon, a Leisure Monsoon, a Storm Aurora, a Leisure Twister. You have versions of everything. And we know, but again, the Leisure line has 2 years. We collect what people said about it. We changed the line, and we started this year a lot different than what was before, mimicking more the big parent line there. And I think that's the way that we are going. I agree with you. I still think we have too much, and our goal is to reduce that. I will not say that you're wrong. I like what you said.
Okay. Well, okay.
We have a complete line, but do we need such a big and full things complete line? For the dealers that are exclusive with us, they like having all that.
Right.
Because they say, oh, but the guy saw a tub from another manufacturer. It looks like this. I have something similar.
Right.
But what we tell people to offer in their store are basically Leisure and Storm. That's what we tell people. And on top of that, put one of them, either the LS900 or the LS950. It's one of them because they sell. And the Storm and the Leisure.
Mm-hmm. That makes sense from what I was looking at. And if they're really a large enough dealer, probably perhaps some plug-in tubs as well, I would think.
Yeah, because it is a different segment.
It's a different customer. It depends on your market. Like in my market, you know, we do sell more of the upper-end tubs, but we do bring in plug-in tubs just so we can... You know, when that customer walks in the door, we can pretty much have something for everybody. But yeah, definitely the market's much better in that upper end piece. Another thing that this is more of a from a customer standpoint, because I get this all the time on one of the lines that I carry, all open type filter compartments, meaning that you know, quite a few manufacturers hide their filter area, so when you walk up to the tub, you don't even really know where it is.
Well, all our equipment...
I'm not saying that's a bad thing. I'm just an observation. Like, for example, in the Hot Springs line, they have their Hotspot series, and when you walk up to it, that filter, just like yours, is just right there. And that's a common observation that my customers have, and Sometimes it turns them off. Sometimes they don't care. It kind of depends on the customer. But then you walk up over to somebody else, like a Bullfrog or anybody else, that filter is totally hidden away.
Yeah.
Again, I'm not saying it's bad, and I'm sure you have, you know, there's reasons for everything, but that's just an observation, and I don't say it's right or wrong. But you're asking...
If somebody's saying that could look better, why not think of it?
Right. So that's more observational.
Mm-hmm.
And again, because I can't see these in person, flag on the
hurt. Come on, John.
And this is another observational, and again, I can't see the tub in person. So one thing that struck me was I was going through the smaller tubs in particular, that you made a design choice to do a volcano jet in something like a hurricane.
Mm-hmm. Because they belong to the storm line. So it's part of the storm line.
Right. I understand that's a feature that's in that line.
Mm-hmm.
But generally, when you get into a smaller tub like that with a smaller footwell, they're not always as desirable to have such a large bump in the middle of the floor.
You know, I have said that for years. Believe me. I've tried to kill that volcano jet for years, too. Because from my perspective, it's just a pain in the neck to manufacture.
I can believe that, too. Yeah, I can believe that, too. I know when you get to the bigger tubs, customers love that big central foot dome. There's no question about it. In the smaller tubs, I don't know if you really get as much benefit.
But all our dealers says the same. You cannot find these in smaller tubs from other people, and that thing sells.
Right.
So it's a big no. I actually had one of them trying to add to the leisure line foot domes. And we said, okay, but you have to add another pump. You have to add this. You have to add that. It's not just like five jets more there. Then we were almost at the price of the storm line, just by the storm line, right?
Right.
Because it is a feature that, and believe me, I'm with you on that. I hate the thing. Like, manufacture is complicated. It's hard. It increases the height of the tub. I need. It's a completely different structure in the tub just because I have the thing there. But at the end of the day, I always said the same. But it's a small tub. But with water, it doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you float around it. And our dealer said the same. You go to the small model from other people, you cannot find it. So people come back here and say, we bought it because you have
right. Yeah, I mean, there's definite advantage to having it. So
yeah, so if you don't like the foot dome, you can go to the leisure line that doesn't have a foot dome. Right? And that's basically what they do. But I'll tell you, nobody wants without a foot dome. It's the other way around. It's people trying to add foot domes to... We can add foot domes to everything, right?
Right.
But we actually have in our production functions, one of them is add a foot dome. Because it's very, very popular.
Mm-hmm.
Very popular.
Nope, not disagreeing. I'm just curious about the space thing.
But your point of view is not wrong. Actually, your point of view is the same I have. But I have to listen to my customers, to my dealers, saying, don't kill it. Please.
Right. If that's working for your dealers, and that's fine. If it was on my floor, then I would sell it as well. That's just, you know, that's the nature of sales. But just from a personal perspective.
Mm-hmm. No, but it's good. It's good to hear because, like, that's what we do all the time, right? And I'm telling you my personal perspective as well, because at first I thought that would be a very bad idea. But no, at the end of the day, people want it.
No.
So let's give them what they want.
Well, there's that too, yes.
I tried to put that on the corner. I tried to, you know, to do a lot of things to take it out of the meter. And as I said, we don't care about that in the meter. Nobody's walking the hot tub. We just go and sit there.
Yeah. Well, it's too small for that. But one of the other brands I sell, they kind of have like a two-tier bottom where it's almost like a tiny step.
Yeah.
And then they put the jets along that ridge of that step line.
Yeah, no, it's different. You
couldn't do it with the hurricane because of the way the lounge is set up, but... all right, gentlemen?
Thank you for your time.
Oh, you're very welcome. I chewed up a little bit more time than I expected, but that's okay. I think we covered a lot of ground.
Yeah, and anything else you need, let us know.
I will do
thank
that.
Thank you so much, man. We appreciate what you're doing.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Okay. And I need the encouragement because, you know, when I sit in front of that camera and I spend all these hours editing it and then I get 5 views, and it's not very encouraging. But right. It'll grow.
It'll grow. You got the right attitude. It'll be perfect.
Thank you. I'm glad to hear that.
Prophesied. That's for sure. That's it.
I'm sorry, what was that again?
We're going to put your video on our website.
That'd be great. If you got, you know, get people that like and subscribe to the video after I post it, that'd be even better. And
the YouTube link. You'll get, post
it. Yeah, when we get all that, I'll do that. And then I don't know if you had followed back through my corresponding website, but when I posted that Nordic video, I also did a lot of additional work on my website that kind of worked back into that video. So if you hadn't taken a look at it, you might want to go back and take another look at it.
See what I mean?
And if you're really curious a bit more about some of my background and knowledge, I have another website that's kind of how this all started. It's called Swim, the letter N, and then Soak. That's my informational hot tub website that I started 3 years ago, which kind of led me to where I am today on this other project.
Awesome. I'll look into it. Maybe that's the one that needs to start referring to.
Maybe. Well, the two of them and eventually are going to be kind of more intertwined, but right now, that's a work in progress.
You know, I won't not say anything about what you're doing, but yesterday I was looking to AI video manufacturing, let me put it this way, that I can have the background changing and the person actually talking with whatever I put there written. I was thinking, well, maybe this is the way to make my electronic manuals, because nobody wants to read them anyway. That I go there, hey, how to do this? You go here, you go here, you touch there, you squeeze here, right?
Yep. Like
simple 1 minute videos just telling people, that's how you do this, that's how you turn it on, that's how you plug it in the wire. I don't know. So there's maybe I will see your website and we can start thinking about it.
There you go.
As I was telling you at the beginning, we lack, as an industry, one thing that is not related to anybody. We don't have it.
Right.
We all fight each other instead of growing the market.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the problem. Anyway.
Yep. Anyways, I'll let you guys go. It's been a pleasure.
Awesome. Thank you.
You're very welcome. And have a good one.
Bye.
Bye-bye.